Well, in a land which prides itself on a fair go for all, but which doesn't much like a dobber, where does the whistleblower stand? A survey on the culture of whistleblowing out today shows a vast majority of us here in Australia, 81% in fact, believe that whistleblowers should be supported rather than shamed. These results are part of a world online survey conducted by the Melbourne and Griffith Universities. It's aimed at helping experts understand the changing nature of whistleblowing and whistleblower protection. Dr. Soulette Dreyfus is principal researcher on the project. She joins you from Melbourne this morning. Soulette Dreyfus, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Now, people obviously see a difference between a dobber and a whistleblower. Is that what's on display here? How do we distinguish between the two?
Well, a whistleblower is really defined as someone who sees wrongdoing, usually in an organization, and tries to tell someone, anyone, who is able to take action about that wrongdoing. And it usually involves revealing some inside information, but the objective is to stop the wrongdoing. And we were really surprised, given the historical, you know, culture of Australia being anti-dobber, that that so many people considered it, you know, acceptable, 82%, for someone to blow the whistle on people in charge of an organisation.
And this notion that we're anti-dobber, is that just something we sort of know in our bones, or has there been research to prove that in the past?
I think there's been some research to prove it in the past. It is interesting that our willingness to dob on our staff or co-workers is a little bit lower than our willingness to blow the whistle on people in charge. So it's 82% will blow the whistle on people in charge, but only 77% on our co-workers or other staff. And that drops down to 60% for family members and friends. So the closer the intimacy of the circle, it seems the less likely people are willing to blow the whistle on the person.
I guess that's just human nature. Have we changed in our attitude to whistleblowers, Soulette? And if so, how and why?
Yes, I think we're still at stage one of this study, so we're still exploring the reasons why. But it would seem to be that this fairly dramatic result might reflect a bit of discontent, I think, around our belief in the integrity of a set of institutions in our society. So, you know, you pick up the paper and every day there's an institution that, you know, has got criticism about potential corruption, you know, or malfeasance of some other type. And I just wonder whether or not what we're seeing here is people saying, well, you know, I've had enough of this and I'd like to know the truth so we can stop it. Whistleblowing is really a core pillar of what we call integrity systems. And those are systems that are designed to make sure that you don't have corruption in government, that corporations do the right thing by their shareholders, that sort of thing.
And this pursuit of the truth and lifting the lid, has social media changed the culture of whistleblowing?
Well, that's actually something that we're in the midst of studying now, and we don't have clear answers on. But we do know that social media is akin to the mainstream media, such as newspapers and radio, in that it provides another avenue for people to blow the whistle. And increasingly that's being used by, you know, people who see wrongdoing. But we'll know more when we do stage two of the study, and stage two of the study is a broader-based international survey, which is at https://whistleblowingsurvey.org. It's not just for whistleblowers, it's for everyone to actually, you know, jump in and participate, because we're trying to gauge public attitudes.
We're about to speak with Tony Hoffman, who famously blew the whistle on Dr. Death giant Patel. Do cases like that help the whistleblower cause?
Oh, I think definitely. I think also that the high visibility of a number of whistleblower cases, including, you know, the MP Andrew Wilkie, Tony Hoffman's cause and a number of other causes, highlight the fact that these are just ordinary Australians who have stepped forward because they've seen wrongdoing. They've been brave enough to, you know, to face, you know, some pretty terrible consequences professionally, to reveal the truth and to try and affect change. One of the really surprising statistics was that a very large majority of people, 87%, believe that whistleblowers should be able to go to the media.
In terms of affecting change, your survey shows a need for legal protection of whistleblowers in Australia. It has been promised. It was part of the agreement with the minority government. Where's that at the moment, just briefly?
Well, I don't know where that legislation is because, as far as I know, it hasn't actually been made public for consultation yet. But it's very important legislation, and to bring the Australian Commonwealth into line with where other countries and indeed the states are going in legislation, we hope to see that legislation quite soon. Okay. Queensland has some of the best protection in the world in its legislation for whistleblowers going to the media, really groundbreaking stuff. So hopefully the Commonwealth government will take a leaf out of that.
Suelette Dreyfus, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Suelette Dreyfus from the University of Melbourne.